sat in the car at the bottom of a track leading to a farm, Moat House Farm. There's the sound of gunfire in the background, shotgun fire. Sounds like clays. They're very rapid and there are many, many shots. I don't think there's animals dying right now. I think it's clay pigeons flying through the air and disintegrating mid-flight, hopefully, if they're any good. I haven't been in this particular spot for easy 38 years, but this particular spot my car is parked in now was a glorious spot. It was the spot where I would exchange pocket money for curly wurlies or crunchies or bounties and probably other sweets. I think blackjacks. I used to have blackjacks and what was that? Weird lozenge sweet, which some people loved, some people hated. Begin with a C. Same shape as tunes, but they were cool. So anyway, so retracing my steps, and whilst I'm in the area, I very rarely come through this area, even though I'm technically a Warwickshire lad, born in Coventry and lived in the many Warwickshire areas. I'm in Warwickshire now, and I thought, oh, I'll pop in and look at Moat House Farm. Mr. Mead, who used to own the farm, is apparently still alive, but nobody knows where he is. And he taught me how to play chess when he used to look after me. He had the farmhouse, which I remember was on a very big farm. Turns out it's only 20 acres. I think before the motorway cut through the farm in the 60s, it was bigger. But we lived in a mobile home. Interestingly, there is a newer, obviously, mobile homes don't last that long, mobile home kind of just out the back of the farm. And the guy, I've forgotten his name already, who now owns the farm, or the family that own the farm, he was very kind and gave me a bit of background on what's happening in the area now, and the fact that other people have visited. A 70-something year old man walked down the track only a few weeks ago when they were baling, and said that he was a labourer here in the 50s, which is fascinating. My strongest memories from here, and which have come back a little bit stronger now that I've actually got to tread the earth and look at the same buildings in existence, were during the fire engine strike, when we lived on the farm as a family and had kind of looked after the pig farms aspects. I don't know what Mr. Mead did. And I think a pig knocked over a heat lamp. They have the heat lamps when the piglets are born, and started a fire. That's how I remember it, or being told. And I now know from speaking to Rita, the lady who's been here since the 40s, who I'm not far from her house, who told me a little bit about the area yesterday and kind of remembered me, which is amazing. She told me that the pigs all ran out and then ran back in. Maybe they were scared because the green goddesses, the army trucks that had to turn up to try and put the fire out, probably pretty scary with the hoses going. And we pretty much lost everything. We lost the business because it wasn't insured. I think my dad's partner didn't insure it. And that was vivid in the smells and the sounds and the chaos and the noise. But a much happier memory was Christmas Eve one year, maybe 77, 78. And I'm lying in bed. My little brother must have been two. We used to sleep in a tiny little box room in the same bed, head to toe. Still remember getting wet feet occasionally because he wasn't that well trained in going to the toilet yet, I think. And there was the sound of bells, and my mum poked her head in and said, "Don't move, we think Santa's outside." And the door opened and there was a ho ho ho, And we're in our beds going, oh my God, it's Santa, it's Santa, it's Santa, it's Santa. And we heard the very loud steps, which are not difficult to make in a mobile home, as he walked in, had a bit of mince pie and a sherry, and then left. And we were allowed to look out of the door, and the light was on, and there were tracks of reindeer and the actual sled tracks. And for years, I truly believed that is what it was. Santa landed, and I told everybody at school that Santa had landed and took off, and we heard the bells, and my memory even plays tricks on me. I'm sure I told everybody I saw him take off. It might have been a shooting star or something. Found out years later it was our Uncle John, Banjo John. And he's still alive and around. I should maybe go and find his side of the story. And he'd put planks on his feet to make the sleigh tracks. And shook the bells. He was a bit of a musician, that's why he's called Banjo John. Anyway. And that's a good memory. But just to walk down there now and see the place where the mobile home was, and knowing that if that mobile home that's there now is in exactly the same place, underneath there is treasure, the big key I found whilst walking the ploughed fields in the ammunition box will be there. And I told the new owners there's treasure there somewhere, big castle key. And they're telling me that the little clay stream which runs around the property is not only still there, but it's apparently some kind of moat. This was some kind of ancient. They've had archaeologists come along and ask if there's any footings going to be dug. Can they be called, because this used to be a medieval settlement or something, and there was a moat running around, and that was the clay stream that I used to play in. Yeah, it's quite amazing. I don't know if other people get this nostalgic over places they used to live. I've lived in a lot of places, and kind of retracing my steps is, there's something very cathartic about it. It's giving me more of a sense of belonging as well to the countryside and England in itself. I do so much travelling, and I kind of like that, this grounding, this rooting, and yeah, it's interesting. The another interesting story the guy shared with me was that they're always a little bit wary of digging around here on the farm, as they're still digging up pigs buried after the fire. And he says they're very well preserved, because the ground is quite wet and quite clayey, as I've already said. And it was always a shock digging up these pigs, and that's what made them look into the past and find out what happened, and that it was actually a pig farm that burnt down. And there are still evidence of that in burnt beams and timbers that I just went to have a look at. I feel I have changed so much, and the world has changed around me so much, but there is something quite comforting in seeing these telltale signs. The fact that there are still dead pigs in the ground is probably not the most pleasant vision. The fact that the track behind me is still unpaved, the fact that the massive slate, I believe Welsh slate, that my dad must have brought here with, say, Moat House Farm, are the same big stones that I remember from my childhood, maybe just repainted over the years. The only permanence is impermanence, apparently. And yet some of these things are still very much here, as are my refreshed memories.